and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The election is 2 weeks from today, but says ABC's Perry Russum,
early voting is underway in nearly every state. Lines wrapping around polling places in Connecticut, Texas, and South Carolina. One survey finds 47% of early votes have been cast by Democrats, 33% by Republicans.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel once again trying to revive ceasefire talks now that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed. The NTSB will be back on scene today trying to figure out why a helicopter crashed into a radio tower in Houston on Sunday night. All four people on board the chopper were killed. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. He's receiving treatment while in jail on multiple sex crimes, his New York conviction recently overturned on appeal. Tropical storm Oscar heading toward the Bahamas after dumping heavy rain across Cuba. The storm hitting after a massive power outage knocked the entire country into the dark. This is ABC News. A day after the New York Liberty won the team's first ever WNBA title, the Players Union deciding to opt out of its contract with the league. They plan to push for better pay and better training facilities. Your drive into work this morning won't cost quite as much. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
In the past week, as the weather has stabilized a bit in the Gulf of Mexico, the price of regular unleaded has also evened out. Last week, it went up after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Now, the Energy Department reports the price of regular unleaded has come back down 3 cents to $3.14 a gallon, about 39 cents less than a year ago at this time. The Gulf Coast has the cheapest gas right now, sitting at around $2.72 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Arkansas may be sitting on a virtual gold mine. New research says there could be 19 million tons of lithium under the state's surface, the metal critical for rechargeable batteries. Companies are now racing to figure out ways to mine it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers Packers have the day off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We could catch a sprinkle or two later this afternoon as well. Our high 72 this afternoon. Wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight becoming breezy, 47 tomorrow. Sunny and a lot cooler with a high of only 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, early voting starts in Wisconsin. Trump says all the geese are missing. Louisiana's Ten Commandments goes to court. Plus, overtime with Maggie Dawn. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All righty, good morning, everybody. I'm starting the show today. Johnny's here, but
Jim's driving the bus.
We switched chairs today, so I can get a better,
can we do that in office?
Better view of Todd.
Somebody's gonna be the mayor for a day, and somebody else does whatever. Some places do that, don't they?
You never let like somebody else be the mayor for a day or something like that.
Even ceremonial wise, yeah.
A kid? Well, sure. I mean, some high school kid or somebody that mayor for the day, come to council meeting and. Employee? No.
You know what's ironic
very
about this show?
Very threatening.
You know what's ironic about this show?
Why?
The very first person ever to blow us off as far as being a guest was the mayor guest for a day last year. Do you remember that?
June 25th. You know what? That's funny, John.
You remember that?
That is true. And what was the excuse? They didn't want to get up that early? It's like, okay, that's right. We had that. No, we have the...
the first guest that blew us off.
But every year we had a... The kid, it was kind of the kids' day thing, which is the same thing that happened when we kicked the show off that year. The kid can come in and, you know, sit in on meetings, but I will say the meetings are different. You can't really give confidential stuff. Shop goes
looking.
I mean, there were some things, acquisitions, but it was, so it wasn't the most productive day, but it was a fun day. So.
Well, it's like today, we're not actually let you touch stuff.
I just, you wanted me to try it. You said, look, last week you're like, look, you drive the bus. So
we got you little plastic wings to wear, but you're really not the pilot. You
know? Right here, you guys. You ever see that? So I got all dressed up today. I was going to wear a tie. I was so excited.
You like Gladiator movies, Johnny?
Didn't sleep last night. So.
Right, Todd?
What's that?
You like Gladiator movies?
Oh, that airplane. See?
That's already, a great movie.
That's one of the best. Pete called me last night.
Schwab?
From, what's his
name? Nightlight?
Nightlight's right here. And have you been on there? I guess Thursdays, he has a guest come on and talk about your favorite movie.
No, I haven't been on for that. No.
Okay. I was kind of in a meeting when he called in, but I saw his name come up. I thought, oh, this could be important. And he said, look, can you come Thursday at 6:15? And you know, the game's at 7 o'clock, you know, UWGB and St. Norbert. So I said, yeah, I can do it for 15 minutes. So you come in with your favorite movie. So that'd be fun.
Sound of Music, of course.
I don't think that's going to... I don't know. I asked Todd that this
I think
morning.
You got to lean into your realness, Jim. So if it is Sound of Music, I think you lean in and you let everybody in the state... Because this is a statewide show. Let everybody know in Wisconsin that...
Yeah.
Sound of Music is your bag.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that could lead to other things. But he said, look, a movie that you think people should watch maybe this weekend, a new movie you've seen. Well, last time I went to a movie, probably, I can't think of the last movie I went to. So I might try to go to a movie tonight or something. So I'm an interesting
guest.
What
if it's really bad?
Yeah, that's true. I got to think about that.
Last one I went to was, and it's like, it kind of sours you on going to the movies for a while.
I don't want to waste 2 hours of
that's
my
what
night.
I mean. And the money and the whatever. Right. Yeah, I agree.
I have to see. Anyway, So I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. I told him that. I said, Pete Schwab called. And he goes, oh, yeah, I listen to him like his show. And I said, he asked me to talk about my favorite movie. He goes, well, I don't tell him one of the ones you've been in. Those two movies.
Or put a con and a.
Yeah,
that's right.
That had eight people watch it. So anyway. I was going to ask you, and I don't want to get, we don't want to get political. And it's early morning. What do you think of that whole subway guy that's going to trial today? That Penny or Perry? The guy in New York, the Marine, the 24-year-old kid who that guy was acting erratic on the subway?
Oh, I didn't see this. I don't know.
Oh, it's a couple of years. Not a couple of years. Is it 24? You've been on the subway in New York. We've all been on the subway in New York. And
you mean a vigilante type guy?
Nah, not really that. No. Somebody was acting erratic on the subway. Okay. And he felt, and I don't know, the trial starts today. He felt that maybe people were being threatened, and some people maybe said they were being threatened by this guy. So he just took him down and put him in a chokehold. Well, held him for a number of minutes, and then the cops got there, slow pulse, and they died on the way to the hospital. So they're trying him now.
Oh, wow. I got to be honest, I missed this story.
You found that one, Todd?
No.
Do you think that's interesting? I think that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. No question.
For a couple
of
reasons. One is that, we've had so many military people on here, and if there's a common thread, they're all good guys. Good people, I should say. And, that starts today. So I'm wondering what's going to happen on that. I'm hoping, well, I shouldn't say that, but I thought you would follow that.
I haven't seen that one, no.
Okay.
I seem to remember a while back. I will say one thing.
It was a while back.
It seems like putting your knee on somebody's neck, if that's what it is, that's a good way of killing people. I mean, that's.
This wasn't that. This was a choke.
Oh, a choke. But you know what I'm saying, though? It's like, you don't mess around with it. When you cut off somebody's windpipe, I mean, they're only not that far away from dying.
Anyway, that's kind of the big news today that, when I read. And the other thing is, of course, all the politics. So 2 weeks from today.
Is it 2 weeks from today? Wow.
2 weeks from today.
It's over. You can early voting. You can vote
after
the show.
I'd like to.
Go after the show. Just go down to City Hall.
I got to do it in Manitowoc County.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Sorry, because I tried to. I stood in line for like 3 hours one day in Ledgeview. That's after I moved.
That's right. Actually, you could vote here. You've been getting your utility bills and rent bill, but then you couldn't vote in Manitowoc. You'd have to claim residency here.
One of the two? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
You vote twice, that's a no-no.
Really?
Since when?
Yeah. Oh, man, I got to stop doing that.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I was telling Todd, I have some friends who are kind of on this, is that called a group chat when you guys are all on the same thing, but one's in North Carolina, one's in Chicago, and then two of us are in greater Green Bay. And we just weigh in daily on this is what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. And every day it shifts, that I find politics really interesting, but at the end of the day, it's very emotional. People are just going to, this is what I'm going to do. So anyway, 2 weeks from today, we need to.
What did that Door County story ever turn out to be?
Just, you know.
Which way are they going? Or they didn't say? The 60 Minutes story?
No, they really didn't say. The last six elections have been both Democrats and Republicans, so they couldn't find anybody that voted for all of them. The lady made a good point. The fire chief, I should say, made a good point. That used to be very Republican, kind of conservative, but they've had a lot of people move up there, and some of the people who've moved up there aren't as conservative. So I think that's why they're seeing some of this shift. Anyway, that was an interesting story. That's just a friend of mine texting back from this morning on the election.
It's like you're giving yourself your own bell over there.
Yeah. What with this?
Yeah, with your pings.
done. So anyway, this is going to be fun today. Finally, we got Doug Gottlieb in. Now, as you know, he is the new coach at UWGB men's basketball, who was a very, very interesting hire. After he was hired, we had a couple other sports guys in weighing in on it. And this guy's got... he's got his own radio show with it's a ton of listeners, and but he's got a ton of energy. And his first game is tomorrow. What's just an exhibition game against Thursday against St. Norbert, and that's usually not the most exciting game. But that's gonna be fun. He's gonna have a good big season. I'm excited to talk to him. He's gonna be in the studio too. So, have you met him?
Yeah, at the halftime of a high school football game, the Bayport game. The athletic director's son is a great running back for Bayport.
The athletic director at UWGB's son.
Yeah.
Okay. And then so he brought the coach up. Well, that's cool.
All right,
good. Yeah, that was that's gonna be fun to talk to him. I wonder if he's feeling a little bit of the hangover from the coach that, you know, took off, or if he's, I don't know. I wonder how he's coaching that, and how my question to him is, how are you managing your life right now? I mean, if you got a radio show, and you know, that's got to take a tremendous amount of time. So anyway, it's gonna be fun to talk to him. And then we have Brad Zima. He is the Rooted in Wisconsin podcast guy. I don't know if you've listened to him, but he's a guy that kind of leans into people. He just talks to them. No script, no nothing. Just, you know, what are you doing?
Folks that he's had on, Wayne Larrabee.
They've been here.
Yep. John Kramer, our friend, has been on. Steve Brenzel, Steve March Torme. So some of the folks that he's had on his podcast.
And when's his podcast? Oh, you can just download it whenever. Yep. That's cool. And then Renee Main, Director of Development, and Nicole Hanley, Community Relations Marketing at Salvation Army, Greater Green Bay. That's just the best organization. They're all good, but that's a really good one. They got their kickoff bell ringing at Woodman's, and, of course, they got the big quotes for kids campaign kicking off. Do we have a Dropbox here? Are we going to? Are we getting
I'm not
that?
Sure we'll talk to them when they're here today.
All right. And then Colleen, help me out.
Rortvedt.
All right. And that's the director of the Appleton Public Library. Give them credit. And we can't even get a statue relocated. And they moved the library. That was a true partnership. And really, that was orchestrated a lot by Hannah. A couple of those, you know, both mayors really leaned into that. That was a good project. So $40 million later, we have a new library opening up. So that's going to be cool. And I think they're closing, not closing, but they're moving, right? That's what they're going to talk about?
Well, they're in a temporary one right now. And they're getting ready to open the other one. So the temporary one where they're at will close in November. And then it's going to take them several weeks to move to...
Probably an opportunity for a book sale, John.
Well, I was actually... I used to go to the one, the temporary one. It was an old Jubilee store or something
Best Buy.
Yep,
Best
Buy. So when I lived in Appleton, I used to go there all the time. It was actually kind of cool. It was just big and wide open.
Yep.
And I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Jubilee, where did that come from?
That's what I thought it was. Was there a Jubilee store at one time?
I think Jubilee.
There was.
In Wisconsin?
Some of
Illinois.
The company that owns Festival, they had Jubilee stores.
Oh, okay.
Jubilee stores.
Okay. That's where it came from. I just said it was Jubilee.
Holy crap. That's wow.
What did I see that a bunch of 7-Elevens are closing across the country?
Yep.
Like hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yep.
And some 7-Elevens are upgrading their food.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. I was telling John yesterday, there's a story on convenience stores, Quick Trip, 7-Eleven. They're really upgrading their food. It's profitable, and people are eating there. It's not just, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're on the go, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's serious eating. You know, salads. Yeah. They're actually, at 7-Eleven, they're putting in some tables and chairs. I'm not sure I'd have a date there, but that's what they're doing. There's good money in that, and. I didn't know they were closing. I know they're closing a ton of Walgreens stores.
Yeah, that's happening too.
That's going to hurt. But anyway, that's what it is. I mean, things are closing and a lot of things are opening. Today, big deal in Green Bay for those of you who come downtown. The Public Market has their groundbreaking today. Did you get the list? Well, you must have. But the speakers, it's everybody and their brother speaking there. So, but it was a community effort. So that's
Are you speaking there?
I am not, but the other two mayors are. So that's
Mino. Were you invited to speak?
Yeah, I blew it off.
All right, we're just getting started here. This is Mino and the Mayor. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on a... Actually, it's really nice out today, man. It's 61 degrees in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. And, we got two more days of this, I think. And then, as Brittany said, comes crashing down to, 55 is going to be the high on Thursday.
So, I'll take that.
55?
Absolutely. This time of year, end of October?
That's true. But you get spoiled in the 70s.
I know, but it's...
I love this. Everybody says that. I mean, this is just awesome weather. And to, even the evenings, you know, they're great. Go for a walk with your dog. Yeah. And then she mentioned snow, but that's going to be way up north. So I don't know. I'm not too crazy about that. Hey, so anyway, today is Nut Day. Don't you think we should hold that off till November 5th?
That's a whole different nut.
Favorites? Let's go around the table here. Cashews by far for me. I mean, I love them. I buy them.
Pistachios.
Those are good. Those are worth.
And they're really good for you.
They are.
I like both those.
Yeah.
Almonds are fine. I know they're good for you kind of thing too, but.
Yeah.
I want to try the, right next door. I can't believe I've been here all this time. I haven't tried the ice cream.
Oh, the gelato?
Gelato. And they've got a pistachio gelato.
And that's really good ice cream, that pistachio. I went to Bernstein's or Berenson's. What do you call it?
Berenson's.
I call it Sarugi's.
Joe, we love you too. I was walking, so it appears a little far for me to walk. But the chocolate covered turtles. Are they just called turtles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's caramel and cashews.
They're pretty tough to beat.
They are.
Yeah.
Aren't turtles not cashews? Aren't they?
Well, they have cashews because those are the ones I got.
Okay.
But I mean, you're right. Do they have, I don't know what else is
walnuts
in there.
Walnuts maybe or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, cashews are the ones that like. Those are good. Those are good. Wow, this is a weird day. Stuttering Awareness Day.
I think just being
to bring aware to
people. Yeah, people deal with it,
I would think,
right?
Our president would come out and say something about that.
Maybe he will.
I think he will. He definitely used
that. You know, I was reading about somebody else that, like a Mel Tillis thing, when they sing, they're fine.
Oh, yeah, Mel Tillis for sure.
When they're not, they struggle with it.
Oh, Mel Tillis, absolutely. He was a great singer. He was at the Carlton here in Green Bay a couple of times, and he just couldn't talk, and he'd start singing, and it was just amazing. I don't know if that's with everybody, that you can sing but you can't talk or you stutter, but I think it's just something you got to overcome. And Biden did a good job of talking about that. I remember listening to a thing on him. Hey, I was looking at the birthdays.
Yeah.
This is
where you fall off the deep end?
Except for Christopher Lloyd.
Right? Well, Christopher Lloyd, the greatest, right? Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Taxi.
Yes.
That's a great show.
Awesome.
But the other ones, I don't know.
So Michael Fishman, any idea, Mino?
I do, but I can't place it. I know the name.
He was the young boy on Roseanne.
Oh.
The young son.
Oh, okay. 40, I wouldn't have said that. No, okay.
43 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, nothing going on in their family.
No. Shaggy.
You following that?
No.
Her kid just got arrested.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Wisconsin or something, right?
And you know what she said? What would you say if you were a dad or mother? But what she said, she goes, it's nothing new for our family.
Oh, really?
Roseanne said that?
Yeah.
Wasn't it in Wisconsin? In like northeast Wisconsin? I think it was around here.
I'll look into that at the break. Okay, anyway, yes.
I want to say it was like right in our area where she got arrested. I could have sworn I'd seen that someplace.
Wow.
Yeah. Like Door County, maybe?
Wow.
Somebody ought to help us out in that.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know she was arrested. There was something I saw on that. Okay, Shaggy, 56 today.
Do you know who Shaggy is?
Nope.
The rapper, right? It wasn't me. Nothing?
No.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Nope.
Brian Boitano.
Let me guess.
You should know this, Jim. This is right up your alley. So that was, by the way, that was Rosie O'Donnell, not Roseanne. That was Rosie O'Donnell's child.
Okay.
Oh, that was Rosie O'Donnell's child.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
But wasn't it Wisconsin?
It was.
Yeah.
O'Connell County.
O'Connell County. There you go. Yeah.
Down there. All right. Rosie O'Donnell. I'm sorry.
Brian Boitano is the skater.
Oh, yeah.
61.
I've seen him. He skated here. He skated at the years ago at the Resch Center. Not at the Resch Center. It was at the Brown County Arena. Yep. My wife loves ice skating. Yeah, we went to that. That was good.
Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. Better Call Saul.
Yep.
It's phenomenal. That I love that show.
62.
Love that show.
And how do you not know Jeff Goldblum?
Well, maybe
tall, lanky guy, actor.
You've seen him a million times.
Yeah.
Is he on
In the Fly? Boys,
Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Well, anyway,
actually, his big start was in The Big Chill.
Oh yeah.
Which is still a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yep.
You know who played the dead guy?
No.
Tom Berenger. Tom Berenger, right before he made Platoon.
Oh, wow.
Right before he made it really big. And he also went to the same high school as Larry McCarron and played tight end of the football team.
All right, well, anyway.
7 degrees of Kevin Bacon right
exactly.
There.
All right, well, anyway, happy birthday, Jeff. Hey, a reminder to our listeners, this hurricane relief thing is still going on. I mean, oh, my gosh. They're just slow to go, especially in North Carolina. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just hard to get to these people. But Civic Media is stepping up on this with civicmedia.us/help. Just go there. They have like 4 or 5 different things you can donate to. And it's the real deal, right? I mean, you hear about all these scams, but these have been vetted and you just send $50, $100, whatever you want to do. And they need money to get that thing going. So, again, that's civicmedia.us/help. Hurricane relief. That's a good thing to do. And don't worry about hurricane here, man. This is just, again, we're in for another good, a little cooler, but there's just no precipitation in the forecast here. So, again, you know, we're in for a good week. Coming up the next half hour, though, we are going to have a contest, Johnny. I got to get you, we got to get some more coffee. I got to get you going here.
Okay.
So, we'll figure something out with some trivia. I've got it sitting over in the drawer there, okay? Because he's like, you know, making this difficult for me. So, we'll come right back and do a little trivia. You up for that?
Is it the world's worst trivia?
Probably.
More than likely.
Okay.
I don't think we do any other trivia on this show.
And then Brad Zima, like we said, is coming up here. And then we have some people from the Salvation Army. And that Salvation Army thing, we're going to talk about that. But this is a good time to start thinking about the Salvation Army and giving coats and signing up to ring the bell. Those are all cool things to do. We should do that as a team here.
They've asked for you guys to sign up and do it this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that.
And there's so many places to do that, so have I. That's just a great thing to do. All right, stick around. This is Mind the Mayor. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Upcoming changes in tax law are going to impact Wisconsin farmers. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. The Division of Extension is hosting a workshop to help you navigate these new requirements. Stick around for the details.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Kelly Wilford joining us. She's a farm law outreach specialist with the UW-Madison Division of Extension. She says their upcoming Wisconsin Ag Law update in early December will outline some major changes in tax law that will impact Wisconsin farmers.
So what we're going to do with the Wisconsin Ag Law update is it's going to be a one-hour roundup of major changes that impact Wisconsin farmers. Each one of these updates is going to be tailored to what's happening in the moment. A few things we might cover, some changes that have been coming down the pipeline. We've got the beneficial ownership reporting requirement, which is going to be due at the end of December for most Wisconsin farm entities. So we'll talk about what that means. We might touch on some tax proposals and changes, like the change in the estate and gift tax exemption that's scheduled for 2026. I've been following the Clean Water Act lawsuit in northern Wisconsin. And of course, more recently, the poultry processor dismissal of bankruptcy that's impacting our Wisconsin poultry growers.
Farm law outreach specialist Kelly Wilford along with us. Get the details on their upcoming Wisconsin Ag Law update at the Division of Extension website. We've got more agribusiness news next.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
This week in agribusiness news, agriculture shined in this year's Wisconsin Innovation Awards. Woolitz LLC out of Argyle took home top marks in the Ag Innovation category out of 200 nominees. Woolitz makes wool pellets. These are a replacement for peat used by farmers, gardeners, and houseplant enthusiasts. The company buys wool from Wisconsin sheep farmers, removing any unsold wool from the waste stream, and then they repurpose it into a soil amendment. Congratulations, Woolitz, for taking home a top prize in the Wisconsin Innovation Awards. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We could catch a sprinkle or two later this afternoon as well. Our high 72 this afternoon. Wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight becoming breezy, 47 tomorrow. Sunny and a lot cooler with a high of only 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Mino and the Mayor. It is 6:34 here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app that you can listen to anywhere, anytime. We were talking yesterday. We had a great guest on, and I got some nice texts, and thank you, people who sent those in, on the whole Medicare thing. And that's an interesting – this is the year. More people are going to turn 65 this year than – I think it's a record year. You know, the baby boomers, the end of that. And, you know, Medicare is just – it's the insurance. I remember when I first sat down with to talk to this lady about Medicare. It's unbelievable insurance. I mean, you just don't know it until you're there. I mean, it's not like you study that in school or your parents – I don't know. And – I'm like, you know, no wonder this country's going broke. But it's all right. I mean, it's great insurance. And I was just telling John that, but the biggest complaint is not enough dental. And he has.
Well, it's hardly any. I mean, it's beyond belief. I mean, like I said, my bill was, I think, $2,800, yeah. And they paid $500 of $2,800.
Right. If you have insurance, we have to put more insurance into the pre-cost versus the after. And the largest service that's put off is dental.
Sure.
And that's not good because that has a tendency to get worse.
Well, it's it affects so many other parts of your body, though, too. That dental health affects your heart, right. Affects all sorts of stuff.
Anyway, and they said that that's just the most delayed
service, put off because but, I mean, if you're on Medicare, you got to find a way to save crap load of money first.
That the average,
they won't let you out of the dentist's office without it.
And the average bill is like between $1,000 and $2,000, which is significant, right? So, okay. All right, Johnny, we're going to move on. History, we're going to play trivia. Trivia quiz, world's worst trivia. You got to pick the category. So maybe we'll take two or three questions from each. History, geography, science, literature, Automobile. Art, sports, entertainment, and music. That's a lot of categories.
I'm going to go with history.
Okay, keep the music going. All right.
It's going.
All right.
Didn't seem like it was going anyplace.
It's too easy. These are kind of easy. That's all right. We'll get started easy. Okay, the first successful testing of the atomic bomb was in which state?
New Mexico.
Right. Name the theater in London built by Shakespeare's company in 1559.
Royal Shakespearean?
Nope.
I know this and I can't. What is it, Jim?
Globe?
The Globe.
Right. The Globe Theater. All right.
You do a show in London. And you didn't know that. Right?
A radio show.
Yeah, you do a radio show.
But not
show.
In London, in the UK.
You do a radio show in the UK.
Yeah.
And you don't know what Shakespeare's... Wow.
Well, he was... Wow. It was right on the tip of your tongue, though.
Hope none of, hope none of your Brits are listening to you now.
Hey, mate.
All right. Albert Einstein was offered residency in which country in 52? 1952. Which country said... Come on.
Well, United States.
Well, no. What foreign country? I'm not sure worded that differently. Offered Albert Einstein residency. It's a little history.
England.
No. They're in the news a lot lately.
I have no idea.
Israel.
They weren't a country yet. Was it a country? I thought Israel didn't become a country until 1947.
Okay, 1952.
Oh, 52. Okay. But he was living here then.
Yeah.
He was living in New Jersey.
Sure. Okay, this is your...
I mean, he was teaching at Princeton. He didn't have to go anyplace then. I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying. But they offered him residency there, and that was a country. Maybe they wanted to...
Yeah, in 52. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, you pick the category. Okay, how about Alexander the Great, right?
Okay.
What was the name of his horse?
Star.
Milton.
Wow, you got a good memory.
What is it?
I thought when you guys... when my mom was here, that you were going to lean in a little bit more on Christmas and my horse and that. You were so nice to her. She was so impressed.
We love her.
And she did that, and she just thought Jesse was just a nice boy. You know, and she asked where you were, John. I think you had to run out. But anyway, yes. Blatten the Viking.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm. I was going to name my dog after him.
Me too, right?
We're getting a ton of texts today. I just got to let you know. Just a ton of texts.
Yeah, bring John back.
Why are the guys switch chairs today? What's going on today? Is this an April Fool's joke?
No, it's just, it's like.
It's a 22nd. No.
No, it's just, you know, I mean, when I take vacation, like deer hunting and stuff, Jim's got to be in that role. So I just thought it'd be easier to kind of.
Well,
you know.
You've been gone quite. I was in this role a lot. You've been gone a few days since in the last year.
Okay. I mean, well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, okay.
No, we just thought we'd switch chairs. Yeah. I think that's good. It's been a year now.
Everybody's noticing.
Well, that's good. We have listeners, and just keep the compliments coming in. Okay, all right.
Did he say there compliments or just that there
are no? That's a politician.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. All right. Here we go. The 10th century Scandinavian king, Harald Gormson. No. We're going to move here.
Yep.
Which city reached a population of 1 million people first?
Is this a multiple choice?
No.
Oh.
No, this is hard.
I was going to say like Hong Kong or something like that, but I don't know.
Mesopotamia.
Oh, you're right. No, it's Rome. All right. Let's try something else here. This isn't fun anymore.
You mean it once was?
Which U.S. president is honored in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
I know.
So do I.
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Yeah, so tell everybody.
Clinton.
Abraham Lincoln. Clinton. I did not
wrestle that girl.
That was funny. That was funny. All right.
I did not wrestle that girl in the Oval Office.
Did not.
All right. Last one under history, and then we'll move on or do something else or go to a different category.
There was not a pin. nor an escape.
That was Abraham Lincoln. All right. Which country in 1893, a while ago, first to give women the right to vote?
France.
Cool. A little more, kind of progressive.
I don't know. Spain.
New Zealand.
Oh,
I know.
How are we close to New Zealand? Couldn't be further away. Couldn't be geographically further away, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw you. All right. Do you want to do this again, or do you want to talk about what's in the news?
Give us geography.
You want geography?
No.
Okay.
The category is geography.
We did this, I think, Johnny.
Well, we'll see if we remember the answers.
What European country has the longest coastline? We did this.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. I think we did. Or maybe I did this at home. I could have done this with...
I remember this question.
Okay, Italy. Yeah. That's not... Okay, it.
What is it?
Norway.
Norway. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I was going to say Iceland, but is that considered a European country?
No. I don't believe so.
No. Okay. All right. Hamilton is the capital of which Atlantic Ocean island?
Ontario.
That's what?
Hamilton, Ontario. The Hamilton Tiger Cats. That's the first place Frank Cush coached after he got fired from ASU.
And that's in the Atlantic?
It's the Atlantic division of the CFL.
Then that's a winning answer.
There you go.
Okay, all right. Okay, Todd, you want to take a guess? It's much warmer.
Newfoundland.
No.
Warmer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bermuda.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Let's keep going here. Mount
Vesuvius.
Vesuvius.
Naples.
Right.
That was on The Sopranos.
Okay.
It was.
That's when people learn their. There's some people concerned that a lot of political news, a lot of current events are coming from late night talk show hosts. That's like him learning from.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. This is too easy. The largest continent, you know that. Which country has the most natural lakes?
Which continent?
No, country.
I'm going to say Canada.
You're right. All right. This is easy. Okay, what body of water separates Saudi Arabia from Africa? Our listeners loving this? Isn't this like we're learning all about this? I didn't pick geography, but okay, you want to take a guess? Which body of water?
Persian Sea.
I mean, yes, that's close. No, that's not it.
What is it?
It's the Red Sea.
Okay.
Oh, it's the same thing.
No, it's really not.
Both okay, in the Bible.
Here we go. This one you should know.
I like, so I have to say this. I like the idea of John making the answer that he gives make sense.
Absolutely.
Like,
it does. You know? Absolutely right, that, does.
Okay, here, this one you can figure out. How many U.S. states border the Gulf of Mexico?
Five.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good for you guys. That's awesome. You guys did your homework. Okay. Capital of Australia? Capital of Australia.
Melbourne.
Did you not hear me? That's what people guess. No, it's not. Starts with a C. Does that help you?
Canberra?
No, Canberra.
Oh.
What's the name of it?
Canberra.
Never heard of it.
Too easy. Which country is the largest producer of coffee?
Colombia.
No, it's not, right?
Who is it?
Take a guess, John, if you don't think that's it.
Brazil.
Right.
Nice.
Right, right. Okay, all right. All right. Which two countries have a dragon on their flag? I guess that's a tough one. You're not going to get this. I don't even know what the second country is. First one's Wales.
Wales is a dragon. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, could have said that. Bhutan.
Yeah. Oh, you're course. Right. Never heard of that one.
Of
right.
course. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. Trivia.
Okay. There we go.
And now Miss Bhutan for our universe passion.
We have dragons on our flag.
Yeah. But that's I don't know.
Trivia. It's because kids in the United States don't have maps.
Don't play that again.
You got to play that again.
That poor girl. Do you realize that?
Such as the Iraq. Whereas in the Iraq, they don't have maps.
That poor kid. How old is she? 19?
Oh, 18? God. That's got to be
how
10
old?
Years
no, ago. I know that was.
Oh, I think it was a missed. So she's probably 17 at the time.
Okay. So I bet she's 27 and people are still going up and teasing her. Thanks to people like you who kept the
probably
the scarlet letter.
I just say, do you have a map?
Probably nicknamed her or something
I'm
like that.
I'm kidding. We don't have maps. You got to play it one time, Todd. Just once.
I'll see if I can find
Come
it.
Come on.
All right.
Just one time.
Hey, we talked a little bit this morning. I want to weigh in just one more time, and then we'll let this ride until a resolution comes about. But the Packer statue, have you followed that a little bit more, Todd? It's been all over the news on what the city and the Packers are going to do with this unbelievable attraction to the downtown Green Bay. And every city's got one. I mean, you look at Appleton. The Houdini Plaza is very cool. There's some, you have the, in Oshkosh, the, what do you call
Sundial?
It? Sundial. Yep. That's a very cool, and that's like our cool thing, right? That's our cool attraction.
Indianapolis has a cool monument to the USS Indianapolis.
Yep.
So, anyway, I'm following that story. I would like.
Milwaukee has the Fonz and Euchre. Do they have a statue of Euchre?
They have one of the Fonz. Boy, was that a popular statue when they unveiled that.
Yeah.
Remember that? I mean, people went, they got a lot of, I don't think there's a lot going on in the world at that time because it just got so much exposure, which that's a big deal.
Do they have a statue of Euchre?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought they did for some reason.
Yeah.
They should.
Oh, absolutely. I mean that's and Liberace.
Okay. I don't know if he's I bet if you asked 10 people what state Liberace was from, 9 of them wouldn't know it was Wisconsin. He just doesn't seem like a Wisconsin guy.
No, he
I mean,
doesn't
think
seem like, I'll give you that.
New York City or whatever.
The Bay Area.
Yeah.
So there is a Euchre monument outside AmFam Field.
Okay.
It looks nothing like him.
Oh, really?
It could be one of you.
Really?
I mean, it could be anybody, but it does not look like Bob Euchre to me at all.
But I thought they had something for him.
I wonder, do those people get to proof it? Because even some of those busts.
Well, I just say one thing? I would. If anybody's going to get a bust made of themselves, I'd recommend they not. If they do allow themselves, if they are allowed to have input, keep it to yourself. And I'm just saying that on a personal level, because for the crap I've taken on this picture out in our hallway.
Well, that
people like don't even believe it's me.
It looks like your kid.
Because when I sat with them, they touched it all up.
Well, you ordered them what to do.
Yes.
Right.
So what I'm saying is if a person... Well, we'll talk about this afterwards.
I just think, John, and I don't think
it's... Quick break.
Okay, all right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So
I like how she just keeps rolling her. It's like she could have bailed. Sorry, I could have said, you know, more, but she just keeps rolling.
Such as
the Iraq.
Geography trivia quiz. She would not. I wonder what she's doing now. We don't have to look at that, but I mean, that poor kid.
Probably paid it off. I saw her on some talk show one time. She was like fine with it.
Oh.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. After our last segment, we really shouldn't make fun of her.
Anyone.
Right.
Anything regarding geography.
Right.
Nothing.
The texts have been coming in all morning. This is messing with my head. So you guys have to go back to your original place on the screen. All that stuff.
No, John's idea, man. He's the one last week. Nope. Switching Tuesday. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Hey, we're talking about busts. Not busts like this show. Busts like, you know, bronze. Euchre. Nothing like them. And don't
I've never seen that before. You just put it up, Todd.
Yeah.
You should capture someone like what they did. Baseball hat, catcher's, something.
Well, a microphone in his hand.
Microphone. Sure.
I mean, instead of having both hands in his pockets?
Right. Standing there in like a polo, which I don't
know. Yeah.
You know, they had that bronze Lucy for a while. That was really scary. Lucille Ball. And it was so bad. The artist felt bad that she did such a horrible job on it.
Wow.
She kind of looked spooky. So they had it redone.
Wow.
But you remember Vegavitamite or whatever that was, the medicine that Lucy
Yeah,
she got drunk on it because she was drinking it for the commercial. That's what they tried to portray in this thing. It was god awful.
You know Shelly Lottie or Shelly, she's with the group, Darren's band?
Yes.
Darren, okay.
His wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does that bit. I've seen her do that bit on stage. She's so good.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
That's a great
unbelievable.
Show.
She does that Lucille Ball bit so good, it's unbelievable. I'd love to get her in here sometime to do that in person. It's incredible.
Yeah. That picture of you that's in the lobby, which, you know, again, looks nothing like you. These busts down in Canton, do you think they look like?
No. Some guys have been shocked.
And don't.
Some families, nobody will go on record too much, but I've talked to some people. It's like, oh.
You'd think they would, for that kind of money, and yeah. If, especially when they do the unveiling, the person's right there. And they're like,
right. You know, that's the first time they've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I told you twice I've done this, and I threw both of them away. Twice I've gotten caricatures from these street people, like in New York.
Oh.
And it's like, that. I don't know who you're drawing. That's not me.
You know, we've supported and we.
I don't have bags under my eyes. I don't have a big nose.
Promote.
Not receding.
Oh, okay. Those right, caricature, Todd? What they do.
Todd.
Those caricature things, John, what they do.
Just
you're on a different mic. I can't hear you, John.
Oh, yeah. Okay. John, you want me to repeat it?
John, they look at three outstanding characteristics and that's what they focus on.
Okay, now
on.
That one looks more like you.
Kurt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's in the that's the last row at AmFam. Don't you think he looks a little bit like Bob Barker in that?
A lot though? Like Bob Barker after Bob Barker had a little bit too much work done.
Yeah.
He's got Kenny Rogers' eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the old song, She's Got Betty Davis Eyes?
Yes. Yeah.
Kim Carn?
Right.
He's got Kenny Rogers' eyes. Wow.
I had a couple people, you know, that were at the artists that gave me like paintings of me or whatever.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
One's good. It's in my house, but the guy gave it to me, and I was right there, and I didn't think it looked. And
that's what I mean.
My chief of staff was there too.
Yeah.
Like I know it was just kind of a joke, but they focus on a couple things, right? Eyebrows, whatever it is.
Right. They take that one thing.
Well, a couple things they're supposed to, and
they took my eyes and my nose,
right, and the receding hairline.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what they do. That's what they're taught to do, and they're supposed to capture you. But I'll tell you what, sometimes you look at those things. And
I know.
I just think, that picture was, I don't know, $50 or something that he gave it to me. But those busts are very, very expensive.
And that's going to be living forever?
I think they should, like, have a check with the recipient along the way. Like, you know, I've got this done. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Because they get there, and it's like...
Well, you know what's weird, though, is they always just have, like, these blank things for eyes, don't they?
Yeah. They're empty, right?
Yeah, they're, like, empty, and that's like, freaky. I don't want that.
I think we should
hollow.
Try to get Jim Schmidt, a bust of Jim Schmidt,
yeah.
On the top of the courthouse over here.
Okay.
At the very top.
Okay.
Nice.
Instead of a gargoyle like some places
have.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Now, somebody could make a bust of you and I out of plaster. That's easier to do. It's not expensive.
We'd have to get Naomi. She's the best sculptor around.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That in the art garage, I just ran into somebody from the art garage.
I'm not doing what she'd asked me to do, though. I'll tell you that right now.
What was it?
Nude modeling.
Yeah, please, thank you. Thank
I'm
you,
not
John.
Doing that.
And the world heaves a collective sigh.
Yeah, I know. Whoa, no survey needed there.
I know a kid that used to do that in college. I mean, he used to get paid for art classes. They would do nude modeling.
Yeah.
And you want to know who, and it was a, it was like an open elective thing. I still remember this. And a lot of tattoo artists would come there. And they would hone their skills that. And the tattoo people were really, really huge into that. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But they say tattoo people, I guess, are always, you know, trying to stay sharp, not losing their touch or whatever.
Right.
And they would do that where somebody would critique their work. Because, you know, I mean, think about that. If you're a tattoo artist and you do a crappy job, holy cow, what do you do?
There's no going back.
There's no going back.
That's true. Misspelled words and stuff like that. Those are the
I know this girl. She got a, I think she's in Mexico. She got a Packer G put on her ankle, and it was the wrong way. It was completely the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the G facing the exact opposite way.
Yeah. Tattooed.
So she was like walking backward. It would be okay.
Or standing in a mirror.
Or standing in a mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, taking a picture.
I told her, nobody ever noticed that.
No, not at all. Wow. Okay. Well, it's only for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
All right. This is Mino and the Mayor. We're going to be right back with the coach of the UWGB Phoenix.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my Tuesday co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools.
Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.